Depopulation and eugenics are taboo subjects that provoke horror and disgust in ordinary people with normal values and morals. A glance at history shows that humanity has routinely rejected depopulation programs, like the Third Reich's Nazi eugenics campaign. We understand on a basic human level that no government or globalist organization should have the godlike power of creation and destruction over the human race. But what if I told you that the eugenics movement did not die? It simply went underground, where it has remained hugely influential in elite circles, including Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum. As the co-founder of the American Eugenics Society, Frederick Osborne, put it in 1968, eugenics goals are most likely to be attained under a name other than eugenics. More than 60 years after Osborne uttered this statement, the eugenicists have finally achieved their goals. The COVID vaccine is simply eugenics under another name. How did they get away with it? The global elite have mounted an incredibly sophisticated and well-funded campaign to stop the truth from ever coming out. Governments, regulators, mainstream media, fact-checkers, and grassroots activists have all been infiltrated and co-opted to the cause. In the last 2 years, we have witnessed the most disturbing example of mass formation psychosis since 1930s Germany. Decent and law-abiding people have been completely brainwashed to the point of psychosis. They are unwilling and unable to question their own views, which is unfortunate because there is so much evidence out there that completely contradicts the mainstream position. A new study published in the medical journal Clinical Research in Cardiology has found that the vaccine does cause heart problems, providing an answer for why so many people, including the young, fit and healthy, have been dying suddenly and unexpectedly in the last 2 years. According to the study, standardized autopsies were performed on 25 persons who had died unexpectedly and within 20 days after anti-SARS-CoV-2 vaccination. In 4 patients who received an mRNA vaccination, we identified acute myocarditis without detection of another significant disease or health constellation that may have caused an unexpected death. Overall, autopsy findings indicated death due to acute arrhythmogenic cardiac failure. Thus, myocarditis can be a potentially lethal complication following mRNA-based anti-SARS-CoV-2 vaccination. So-called conspiracy theorists have been completely vindicated by this study. They have been saying this for the last 2 years, but nobody would listen. This study is causing a major problem for the mainstream media and fact-checkers. The narrative they have been pushing for the last 2 years is completely ruined. Their arguments are in tatters. They have nowhere to run now, nowhere to hide. And it just keeps getting worse for them. Just this week, scientific research in the medical journal Vaccine revealed that FDA investigators have found evidence linking Pfizer COVID shots to blood clotting. Finally, the truth is starting to emerge. Brave men and women are refusing to submit to the diktats of the globalist elite and their war on humanity.
Yeah, how's it going? Just in the park here, and there's... Oh, that's changed. Oh, that's changed. See this one here? Oh, mate, how's it going? You all right? See this? See this one? I've got one here. This is like a Bluetooth, and when I fucking came near you, that's your blue... I think... Are you vaccinating me?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, your number's 6-1, because everyone is about COVID. COVID means certificate of vaccination.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Identification. Oh, and see them two little...
No,
it's not the phone. It's not the phone. It's like there's a GBKH13D, and then there's 3 different other MAC addresses. MAC address means media access control. They didn't tell you when you vaccinated it. When you get a dog tag. Yeah?
Oh, okay.
That's what it is. It's literally a tracker. It's a Bluetooth tracker. So I just thought I'd let you know, mate. I've got my own channel if you want to check it out. Honestly, mate, I don't make a thing.
You don't know what's going on.
Mate, honestly, the liar, the poison and everything, buddy.
Yeah. This is very strange.
So you can't even walk in the Whole Foods unless you go through this machine? I need my own QR code. How do I get my own QR code? I have to have my own QR code to come into Whole Foods?
So you don't have to stand in line.
What do they do? They just what?
It
what
just knows you have it because it scans it.
It knows you have products?
Yeah, except the Wi-Fi or whatever it is, it scans your products.
Whoa. And this is the future of grocery stores? Whoa.
That'll probably be on the back of civil unrest that they're deliberately creating by making the price of living and existing unreasonable. You know, people are going to die because they can't afford to heat their homes, or they can't afford to eat. It will happen. And once that civil unrest starts, that's the excuse they need to go into full-blown Nazi mode and start dragging people off. It will happen, sadly.
Are you saying, seeing the same inflation rates? Like, we've noticed that our food is just, it really is skyrocketing.
Yeah. Well, they're deliberately engineering a famine, and they're deliberately inflating the price of food. So I've had a number of farmers reach out to me, and it's very interesting because they pay subsidies on crops, and the government has approached the farmers and offered to pay them half again if they plough their crops into the field, destroy their crops, and told them that they won't pay them anything if they harvest those crops. So, you know, when you look at all the...
Yeah, we've got
Satanists running this planet is the reality.
I
would say to you, when you look at that and look at all the fires in the huge fires in the food processing plants across America, unprecedented numbers of specific buildings targeted, you know, it's obvious what's going on. It's obvious.
Are you up to date on all your boosters and shots?
No.
You're not? Why not?
Well, I didn't get any of them.
And tell me this, you just don't believe in any of it, do you?
No.
What do you think about the whole COVID thing?
I don't believe in it at all. It's the biggest hoax going. Never did from the start.
And did you take, are you up to date on all your boosters?
No, I didn't take nothing.
It's the COVID. It's a government thing. I think it's something that was spread solely maybe to kill off old people.
I haven't caught COVID yet, and I haven't been vaccinated.
Just like a control thing.
Nearly about 85 to 90,000 people have entered the country this year, and none of them had to have any vaccine passports or any proof of vaccination, and they're being allowed in. But this time last year, we had to, just to go for a coffee, we had to show our proof of status. So what do you think about that?
I really resent it.
Well, it's just scandalous what's going on, to be honest. They're murdering people and that's it now. Yeah. It's terrible, like. Every day there's someone dying. Yeah. Young players, soccer players, rugby players and everything.
And it is since the vaccine, so... You would imagine there's some link, wouldn't you?
I don't believe a single thing I see on the news anymore. Is this to manipulate people? I mean, there's an agenda there.
It wasn't until I came to know the Holy Spirit that I began to receive a passion for the Word of God. Without the Holy Spirit, the truth of the Word cannot be fully received. Once I began to acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit, reading the Word became exciting and lively. Not only does the Holy Spirit impart great reverence for the Word, He also imparts a great passion for the Word. But if I say I'll never mention the Lord or speak in His name, His word burns in my heart like a fire. It's like a fire in my bones. I am worn out trying to hold it in. I can't do it. Jeremiah felt a fiery compulsion for God's word. The Holy Spirit is that fire, and He wants to ignite a passion for God's word in you. Invite Him to do so now.
You're an atheist. You don't believe in the supernatural, and all of a sudden you start seeing demons?
Yes. I remember the first time that it happened to me where I recognized that this was darkness and demons. I had done ecstasy all night one night, and I was laying in a bed coming off of the drugs, and then all of a sudden my body was paralyzed, and something opened up. It was like the sky opened up and this dark figure with this long face was coming down like it was gonna choke me and kill me. And it says, I'm going to kill you. And
no.
Somehow I shook out of this thing. And it was an experience that marked me. I never had an experience with the supernatural, but that was the first time.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Lisa, and I'm here to share the latest word given to Glenda Lomax. The title is, Learn to Trust Me. and this word was posted December 22nd, 2022. My children fear the valleys. You fear hardship and suffering, yet it is suffering that strengthens you against what is coming. Suffering teaches you compassion, and relying on me in your suffering builds your faith in ways nothing else can. Though I often take something from you to allow the gift of suffering in lives that have never known it, I give you back a gift of immeasurable value in your faith and your relationship with me. My children, if you will start trusting me now, you will find this new test is not so difficult as you think. This test will reveal to you your great need of me in new areas. You will rejoice as you learn to trust me even more and see I am faithful to you. You will rejoice even more as I give you back gifts that only come from me. Learn to trust me. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you. And I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
Late one night, TikTok user Apple DeCastro decides to weigh herself on a scale in her family home in the Philippines. She stands in front of a mirror, and what happens next is truly bizarre. Apple's reflection in the mirror seems to move out of time with her body. Now, of course, this could just be a weird CCTV compression glitch, but her brother Joshua actually sees it happen with his own eyes. Another camera angle records his reaction. Joshua can't believe what he's seeing and he quickly goes to warn his sister. Together, they check the footage recorded by their CCTV cameras and post their creepy experience to TikTok. So could this be a glitch in the Matrix? A haunted mirror? Or just a really, really strange camera glitch? As always, I leave it to you to decide.
We know from the truth of the Bible that there's such a thing as wolves in sheep's clothing. This is very unfortunate, and they do deceive people. Right? We want to be trusting. I want to be trusting. It's hard to live your life sometimes when you can't trust a lot of people. But being on YouTube, in the truth community, in the Christian community, that's the only truth community there is. If you do not know Jesus Christ, you're not living in truth. But again, the Bible says there's wolves in sheep's clothing, so we must be aware and watch for that. We must use discernment in all things. The Bible also says even Satan can masquerade as an angel of light. I miss our friend Adam at Jeremiah Cohen Channel. Always appreciate him. He helped open my eyes. I hope he's doing well. And he did a video on Jay Dyer. Jay Dyer is a YouTuber. I've never actually watched his channel. I just don't care to. Again, our brother Adam did a video about him, and I'm grateful for that. There's wolves in sheep's clothing. I don't know if he claims to be a Christian or not, but he talks about esoteric Hollywood, right? There's such a thing as well as controlled opposition. We get that on YouTube a lot, right? There's people that tell some truth, and then they have lies mixed in to lead people away, or they tell some truth, and then they act like a crazy person, discrediting the things like biblical earth and etc. So Jay Dyer, popular guy on YouTube, exposes the Hollywood elite and everything, right? This is from his social media. He's doing the vow of silence here, or he's just resting his hand, but he should know this, right? If he's talking about esoteric Hollywood, that this is a red flag. Here's some of his friends selling his book. Again, you can think what you want about people that sell books and other things, but they're helping to sell his book, promote it here. I don't know if they're his friends, doesn't matter. One of them's darkening one of their eyes. One of them's doing 666 in the eye of Horus, right? Let's just ignore that. They're probably just goofing around, right? Jay Dyer exposes it, but let's do it anyways. He posts this that says, me, watching a show or movie and focused on the symbolism and subliminal messages instead of the main plot itself. And it's Lenny from The Simpsons. He has his third eye open and he's doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra, a gesture of enlightenment, so-called, right? He's saying that this is him. So has he opened his third eye and does he do the Uttara Bodhi Mudra? You know, like selling his book again and doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra. But I'm sure it's just in jest, right? I'm sure he's just joking around and everything. Not controlled opposition or anything like that, right? Wolves in sheep's clothing. Brothers and sisters and everyone watching, please use discretion and discernment in all things. We're on YouTube. They are on YouTube. God bless you, everyone.
Come, sir.
I have long COVID 6 months ago. And I don't know, I don't understand myself. It's all kind of problem in my body, in my kidney, in my lungs, in my head, and in my skin.
It's power got on your brain, because the COVID affected your brain, okay? We could call it brain damage. It damaged your brain. And only Jesus can heal you. So just close your eyes, because I can't heal brains. Can't heal anything. So that's the power of God going through. I'm just going to tap you, okay? That's the power of God flowing through your body, healing you. I'm going to tap you again. That feel good, does it? Was that French or English or what?
En français, il dit oui. I mean, he says yes.
In tongue.
Come on, out. In Jesus' name. Loose him. I believe you're okay. What did you feel happen?
I don't know. I feel a lot of heat, fire of God. And it was like wave.
Just write in your testimony. You'll come back tomorrow night. Amen. I believe you're okay.
Amen. Praise God.
So the guy sitting beside you, is that your son?
Oui, c'est mon garçon à côté de moi.
Yes, it's my son next to me.
He's caused you a bit of grief.
Oui.
Yes.
Because I see you crying.
Parce que je vous vois pleurer.
Oui.
Yes.
Yes.
So God has seen your suffering.
Dieu voit votre souffrance.
Come, young man. So God has seen your mother's suffering.
Dieu est en train de dire que ta mère souffre.
I know.
Je le sais.
I know that she's suffering.
And you were the cause.
Yeah, I know.
And your life is going nowhere because God has seen your mother's suffering.
Ta vie va nulle part parce que ta mère souffre.
Because the Bible says,
la Bible dit,
honor your father and your mother.
Honore ton père et ta mère.
Because you haven't honored your mother, your life is going nowhere.
Parce que tu n'honores pas ta mère, ta vie ne va nulle part.
So if you want breakthrough,
si tu veux avoir une réussite,
you need to ask for forgiveness and honor your mother.
Tu dois demander pardon puis honorer ta mère.
Je demande pardon. Maman, je demande pardon d'avoir pris de la drogue.
So I ask your forgiveness for taking drugs, Mom.
Je te demande pardon pour t'avoir blessé bien souvent, avec mes mots.
I ask your forgiveness to hurting you so often.
Give your mom a hug.
Donne une caresse à ta mère.
You're going to forgive him?
Est-ce que tu veux lui pardonner?
Oui, c'est sûr.
Yes, for sure. Dis-lui.
Oui, je te pardonne, mon garçon.
Yes, I forgive you, my son.
Good mark. God bless you.
Dieu vous bénisse.
Amen.
Amen.
Isn't the Lord Jesus good?
Yes. Amen. Jésus est bon.
Let's talk to you in the red top and the grey jacket.
Ou avec le top rouge et le chandail gris.
What do you need Jesus to do?
I need Jesus to heal my shoulder and my knee, and also.
So why do you have a broken heart?
Pourquoi avez-vous un cœur brisé?
Why do I have a broken heart? It's because I know I'm doing things that I shouldn't be doing, and not getting in the Word more. Like watching TV too much and not disciplining myself.
So what's wrong, shoulder and knee?
It's sore right in the joint.
That's a paragot on it. It's paragot on it. It's the hand of the Lord on your shoulder. Hand of the Lord on your shoulder. And that's the Lord consecrating you. Everyone say, Lord,
tout le monde dit, Seigneur,
burn the TV out of her.
On brûle la télévision.
Turn to your neighbor.
Tourne à notre voisin.
Turn to your neighbor. Say, Lord,
dites, Seigneur,
burn this one too.
Brûle celui-là aussi. Amen. Au nom de Jésus. Amen.
Take me to your own.